Hey guys, it's Mitzi. So I'm still not quite sure how this happened, but Woody from my beloved Bastille agreed to do the podcast. I know. I remain stunned. We recorded backstage at the Wiltern, which FYI is amazing, right before their sold out show, which FYI was beyond amazing. I had more questions, but in my nervousness, I completely forgot about them. I forgot them all. They almost all went out the window. Bless your heart, Woody. Thank you so much for taking the time to do the show. I forgot to say it, but your other side hustle could totally be hair commercials. And listen, I was really good, you guys. My fake British accent barely showed up. Have a listen. Oh, and don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. Thanks. Hey guys, welcome to a bonus episode of What's She On About. I'm Mitzi, and I've got a special guest joining me today. He's a DJ and a drummer, Chris Wood, better known as Woody from Bastille.
Hi,
Woody.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much for agreeing to do this.
My pleasure.
You know, we owe you In-N-Out Burger. I was going to bring you the truck.
I mean, just being here is fine. It's great, man. I'm pleased to be here.
When you go to In-N-Out, what do you usually order?
Double-double normally, animal style. We just, to be honest, it's normally we kind of make the bus or the van just stop. We kind of all dash out like
mad
idiots.
And then just go and get stuff.
Grab anything we can and go.
You never get too much from the secret menu, like chopped chilies and
sometimes,
that kind of stuff.
Sometimes you just want a classic, but we are just blatantly massive tourists.
So, right. Yeah. Got it.
With really simple tastes, clearly.
Well, welcome to the show. If you haven't heard it before, it's the podcast where we chat about life, pop culture, infatuations, and of course, my obsession with Idris Elba.
Hackney's finest export.
Yes. Okay, so my co-host Kat, who couldn't be with us today, is always trying to put me off Idris. She's tried everyone. She's tried The Rock. She's tried Jason Momoa. She's tried Jason Statham.
Oh, Statham.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you seen The Meg yet?
Oh my God, I was too scared. I am the biggest chicken.
It's perfect.
And I usually see every Jason Statham movie.
I don't want to ruin, spoiler alert here. There's a big fucking shark in it.
I heard that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the question is, do you have anyone who can put me off Idris?
You put off Idris. So you like your East End boys. I just want to think. Put you off Idris.
I know it's hard, isn't it?
Yeah.
So what? Has it worked?
How about a younger man, but also a fine London export? How about Stormzy?
Ooh, Stormzy.
Boy's buff.
Yes, he is. He's a big one, isn't he?
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah.
He could definitely batter me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice
That's
guy, though.
A good
Super
one.
Nice guy.
Is he?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Okay, that is a very, very good one.
Talented, too. Hardworking.
Yes, absolutely.
Bloody handsome. What else do you want?
I mean, else could I possibly ask for, is what I say. Okay, that's a good one. I will definitely
consider
consider that one.
All right.
For sure.
Come back to me, then.
Yeah. All right, well, you've been DJing lately. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's just more for a bit of fun, really. Mm-hmm. So obviously, we've been in a kind of a quieter period with the band at the minute, getting the album finished, and it's just kind of a good way of getting me out the house, out from under the wife's feet for a bit.
Right.
Now, I'm really bad at doing nothing. Like, some people like just kind of vegging out at home and doing nothing for weeks. I get very itchy feet very quickly, so that was just another thing to go and do, because I play drums with other friends now and then, just little small things. Actually did a gig with my dad.
Oh, that's nice. What
band.
Does your dad play?
He plays guitar and he sings.
Your own band.
Yeah. I basically cut my teeth. So his drummer back home in Plymouth one night when I was 13, I've been playing drums for a couple of years. This is back in the day, I'm showing my age now, when not everyone had mobile phones. cell phones, sorry.
Yeah.
The guy basically went out to the supermarket on the Friday night, thought the gig was the next night, so we kind of sat in the pub at about 10 minutes to 9, Roger ain't coming, is he? Dad's mate gave me a lift back to our house, got my rubbish starter drum kit set up and just blagged it.
Oh my
and then,
God.
Yeah, so then ever since then, Dad was dragging me around Plymouth, playing Beatles songs, Stone songs, Creedence stuff, you name it.
Oh, nice.
So when we went home to do Ocean City Sounds, which is an MTV festival, mm-hmm. On Plymouth Hoe, which it's not me calling someone a hoe. It's an actual name. You can Google it. It's spelled H-O-E.
It's a hoe that way too.
Yeah, but it's this like amazing, iconic like ocean view, basically. And it's kind of like the main sort of like spot in the city. So yeah, we did a homecoming festival there, which for me, like, that's a dream come true.
Yeah,
massive bucket light item to take off. And
night
before, we basically, me and Dad put together like a scratch band with his mates. Just no one really knew the songs. Just in this little tiny pub up the road.
Did you play?
Oh, we did. What did we do? Boys Are Back in Town, Thin Lizzy. I can't remember now. Bad Moon Rising, Creedence. a few Police songs. All manner of stuff, really. Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds like fun.
Yeah. No Bastille though. A night off for work.
Taking a break, right?
Yeah. Right.
Do you plan on continuing, like, while you guys are on the road? I know you guys probably have a pretty big tour coming up for the new album. Like, do you plan on doing some, like, side hustle DJ gigs?
Yeah, I mean,
in different countries?
If it lines up, I mean, yeah, we've kind of put the feelers up. But basically, like, so we've got a tour mapped out next year,
yes!
but none of it's confirmed yet. It's like, it's,
dang it.
There's this is really, really boring technicals, but yeah, there's a thing called having gigs on hold, which is like basically we've got an agent who works really hard for us and he's just trying to line things up so they make sense. So we're not
right, of course. So you're not
you aren't
going
from like Poland down to Madrid back
right.
up to
yeah,
Paris.
Of course.
It's like,
yeah, that makes sense.
So yeah, there'll be stuff happening next year. So yeah, if those line up, then I'll start putting it out there. But it's just a bit of fun on the side.
Yeah.
It's an excuse to kind of get drunk and just spin some tunes.
I saw that you guys are now friends or have been friends with Craig David. Did he give you any tips?
Oh my gosh,
knowing
Craig.
That he's doing his CS5.
But you know what? Forget Stormzy, Craig, man. He's you will never find a better smelling human.
Really? Oh. I've never gotten that close. I've seen him twice this year, earlier in the year, at the Roxy, and it was just
he's the boy.
Amazing.
And he's the nicest man you'll ever meet.
Really?
Yeah, super generous. He's basically a feeder. He keeps giving me chocolate every time I see him. But yeah, super nice dude, massive talent, and like, I mean, I'm not sure how well he did over here on his first album, but like, he was like the biggest pop star in the UK for years. Like,
oh,
when
yeah.
we were like 16,
no,
he was like
no. 7 Days, Walking Away, like those were like classic hits.
Is it so? So it's for him to kind of have this like
and he was hot?
Resurgence
yeah,
now.
It was huge.
Yeah, man. So he, yeah, just the nicest dudes. Yeah, I mean, he's a much better DJ than me. Obviously, I can't sing like him, sadly.
Yeah,
but But nah, man, it's a bit of fun on the side.
Yeah. Is he going to, I know that you guys did a song with him. Is he going to return the favor on OPH4?
I mean.
Go on, spill the
beans. I can't spill anything.
Come on.
Wait and see.
Oh, you're the worst. You're not going to tell me anything, are you?
Wait and see. Also, the DJing thing is a kind of an excuse for me to act out my stupid, puerile mind and making mashups that shouldn't work. So do you know that Alice Merton song, No Roots? It's like she's like a UK pop star.
No, I don't think I do.
Nah, it's a really nice like quality pop song. I figured out you can mash it up with Sepultura's Roots Bloody Roots.
Oh wow,
that is how you stop a dance floor.
Wow, that sounds
I
like
thought it was funny in my head, but yeah. You live and learn.
Yeah,
I wouldn't recommend it.
Do you help with the mashups that you guys usually do when you go to like radio stations and stuff?
Oh god,
like
yeah. So we with Live Lounge especially.
Oh
that's,
my god, I love those.
We've created a kind of a rod for our own back in terms of the first time we did it. Like, why don't we try a mashup? It's like, yeah, that kind of panned out well. And then just by dumb luck, so like they like Radio 1 kind of get you to choose like a little while in advance what song you want to do. So basically, so other bands going in don't do the song you're
right,
going to do the next
of
day. You're like, oh god.
Yeah, everybody's got the same song.
So we picked the Miley Cyrus Can't Stop thing, and this happened. The whole twerk gate and Eminem thing blew up about like two weeks prior to it. It's like,
yeah,
okay, we've got some things to work with now, so we should slap it all together. And that was a happy accident. But yeah, so now, so we've done the Live Lounge now about 8 or 9 times. We need to keep thinking of new ideas and things to mash up.
It's always just amazing. I'm usually like up super late trying to listen so that I can hear like what you guys come up with. And it's always like, wait, oh my God, that fits perfectly.
Yeah, it shouldn't. But yeah.
It shouldn't, but it works. It really, really works. All right, so obviously I have to ask you about the new album coming out,
yes.
Doom Days.
Mm-hmm.
When's it coming out? Go on and tell me.
I say with absolute certainty there is no confirmed date for it yet. There are two we're batting around.
Okay. This year? Next year? Two we're batting around. Okay. Does OPH4 come before Doom Days or after?
I hope so. Before. Again, it's
I know, you can't say
a lot. It's just mainly because I don't want to lie to you, because like, again, a lot of the stuff is like very, very heavily thickly penciled, but you know, things can change.
Right, of course.
But
you also have to think about other people's releases as well, I assume.
Yeah.
Things like that.
And also the way, because obviously we're a major label band, like just dropping a mixtape out of nowhere is like there's certain things we have to do in order to not upset people.
Right, of course. It's a long way from the first two where you guys were just doing whatever.
Well, the first two almost got us sued, so yeah, we have to actually play by the rules now, just to not lose a chunk of change, basically.
Of course. So we're actually here backstage at the Wiltern, and you guys were just in Vegas for Life Is Beautiful.
We were in Vegas for 10 hours, so we did Sacramento the night before,
right?
Flew in that morning. And then played the show, sweated our bollocks off. And then, I love Vegas. I love a gamble. Didn't even get time to do any of that. Literally straight off stage, back in the van, back to the airport to come here. Because then we did Kimmel this morning.
Oh, my goodness. It's rockstar sacrifice. You know, about.
I've had much worse jobs, so I'm not complaining. Trust me.
So those were festivals. This is obviously a much smaller venue and, you know, a little bit more intimate. Like, which one do you prefer?
Everyone asks this, like, it's just really fun playing music with your friends. Yeah. So festivals are kind of, it's a challenge for one, because not everyone who's at the festival is there to see you. Mm. So obviously, if you do like a headline Bastille gig, then we could play some deeper cuts and we could take a few more chances. But you need to kind of, you're almost trying to basically like win people over.
Right. So you're trying, who's never heard you before.
Yeah,
and
so you just try and give the most like broad appeal, like best version of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But then playing smaller gigs, weirdly, they're a bit more intimidating, because like if you're playing like a big festival stage or a big arena show, like obviously you guys can see us, but like I can't see more than 10 right rows back, because I got every light in the world in
of
my
course,
eyes. Yeah,
like
so it's
eye.
Like
and your hair
and the hair. Obviously,
I don't know how you play through that. I'm usually like, your hair is just, going all over
it's
the place.
It's a state. Yeah.
Do you never do a man bun?
No. No. As there's a certain element of scenesters in parts of London that he'll ride one gear fixie bikes and have no socks on when they wear brogues and have man buns. Like, no,
it's just like, I'm not doing
they
it.
They are not my people.
I'd rather play with the hair in my face.
Yeah. I'd rather be blind than man bunned.
Well, you kill it anyway. So
thank you.
It's fine.
But when you're playing with all these lights in your face, it's there's like a weird, not disconnect, but like you're a little bit removed from everyone in front of you, that you can just kind of focus more on what you're doing.
Right.
Whereas when you're playing like a real sweaty small venue, everyone's right on top of you, and you can see the whites of everyone's eyes.
Right, exactly.
It's
staring
like
at you.
A lot more intense, yeah. You see, oh, mate, you in the blue top back there does not like this song. Or, yeah, you can tell. Or someone's bored on their phone or whatever.
Right, exactly, not listening.
Yeah.
How do you guys pick the songs that you guys decide to do?
Obviously, the ones that have been singles we play, because I think I've been to gigs of bands I like. I won't name them, but it's like, there's like, they've gone off and done random, even just like a whole, I can talk because we're in a band that do lots of covers, but we try and make them our own, but
right,
certain bands play like a half hour covers bit. It's like, I'd much rather hear you play your stuff that I haven't heard for a while, so
right, of course.
We try and put a couple deep cuts in there. We try and spread the singles out, and also just try and kind of put in a bit of light and shade in there, in terms of like, if every song's just an up banger the whole time, it's just a bit relentless.
Right, and you're so, also tired from jumping
around.
Well,
it's more for us. It's like more for the audience. Like, you want,
yeah, no, that's what I meant.
Yeah,
we're tired
from
jumping around.
Exactly. So, we just try and give it a bit of ebb and flow. But it's all experimentation. Like, and obviously, when the new album comes,
right, then
you'll
have
to learn all
the...
That's going to be 10 plus new songs to figure out where they're going to live, what's going to be singles, which ones are... but obviously... with Wild World, I mean, we played, I think, every song off the album, barring Shame.
That's true.
But basically, it's kind of weird. So like, we're going to have this period now where this is this album's spotlight for these songs. So
right.
Like, the ones that are like basically album tracks that might not last in like 2 or 3 years' time in the main set. Like, you need to kind of give them as much time as possible.
Like during the film release, during the,
like
the
album campaign.
Release.
Yeah,
of course. Gotcha.
So you're kind of mindful of that. But also, there's a few ideas we're batting around for the tour and the production, which will definitely heavily influence what songs go where. But
got it.
I have to wait.
Yeah, of course. That's happening. Totally,
yeah,
totally get that. Well, so the other thing that, you know, we as fans love about you guys is your interaction with your fans, which is just unparalleled. You know, obviously we're doing this now.
Yeah,
and,
well,
you know,
it's like, important. And I think too many people end up living in what kind of their own invented little rarefied atmosphere where they didn't talk to anyone. It's just like, that's bollocks, isn't it? Just like we're very grateful that people still come out in numbers and see us play.
Oh, yeah.
And stream and buy songs and download them. And yeah, just
there were some fans out here since I think 4 this morning.
Yeah,
queuing.
I'll tell you what, the craziest ones for that, we did on the Bad Blood tour, we did this arena in Italy, in Milan. They've been queuing since like I think mid-afternoon the day before. Like the tents,
wow.
Out, the whole thing is like, you guys are committed. Fair play.
Very committed. Yeah. Very committed.
And we have people waiting outside in where was it? Like North Carolina, like in the middle of a heat wave. Just like, it's just a car park all around. There was no shade. They got like these little gazebos with them. It's just like, you're sitting through all this just to be nearer the front for us.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, no, we feel immensely grateful that people would go to those lengths. So yeah, just to have a chat is not much of a chore, is it?
Yeah, no, that's true. Well, I personally wanted to take the opportunity to thank you guys. I am ashamed to say that I tweeted you guys probably every day for months to get you to play Winter of Our Youth in
Vegas.
Man. I still can't believe you guys actually did it.
We did it. So you know what was pretty bad? There's a girl doing a similar thing for The Silence tonight. For us, but things we haven't played in a couple of weeks, and we didn't get a sign check because Kimmel was like, we want to do it, but it's like, we need to just run it once.
Right, just to make
it's
sure just, it's
we don't,
not
we don't want to fuck it up, basically. Yeah. It's like, that would be much worse than not playing it at all, so.
No, I hear you.
If she's listening, my apologies.
Okay, we'll make sure to make sure that she hears that. But I just wanted to say thank you, because that was pretty much, like, amazing.
It's a fun really song, was. That one. It's like, again, that's kind of like, that's a wild world album track, I suppose. So it's like I guess it's gonna be interesting in the next album tour, because there's gonna be some songs that were but kind of mainstays for like all of our touring career so far that's gonna have to be probably like alternating now, like tonight, which is a fun position to be in,
right? Of course, that you have so much music to choose from.
Yeah, because I can't see us doing a Bruce Springsteen 4-hour epic, because
why not? Your fans would be up for it.
But do people enjoy that? I'd be shattered watching it.
Well, you know, you take breaks.
Yeah, interlude, ice cream at halftime.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That sort of thing, for sure. All right. Well, we usually end the show with an earworm, a song we just cannot get out of our heads right now. So what would your earworm be?
Yeah. Woody fills time while he looks at Spotify. Hang on.
To see what he's listening to.
There's been a couple. Proper earworms. Hang on. Going through my playlists, where are we? What was I listening to recently? I really... Can I have two?
Okay.
Really like Panic at the Disco's Fuck a Silver Lining.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty good.
That album's wicked.
Yeah, I just got tickets to see them in February.
Yeah, and there's another guy, lesser known artist, but mate of mine plays for him, called Ulysses Wells, a song called Taste It is worth looking at. Yes.
Okay, cool.
I'll look for that.
Well, I will definitely have to listen to that. And just wanted to say thank you so much.
Pleasure.
For joining us. Really, really appreciate it.
Thanks for coming down.
All right, guys. That was Whitty from Bestial.
Bye.
Bye-bye now.
Well, to the old and to the new, we rededicate this song to you. Fuck a silver lining. Fuck a silver lining. It's only a guy. It's hard enough, hard enough. Fuck a silver lining. Fuck a silver lining. It's only a guy. It's hard enough, hard enough. One more, one more. It's just cherries, cherries. Everything is cherries on top. The wings of wax are endless mountains. Tragedies with penny. Silver lining, fuck a silver lining. There's only a God. It's hard enough, hard enough. Fuck a silver lining. There's only a God. It's hard enough.
we fell to the top. I was born to cut a million, cut my teeth and made a killing. Now I'm dodging, dodging everything you think that I'm not. Archetype for television, was lost in thought but held the vision. Hey, when you gonna say my name? When you gonna say my name? Quit your ring, Beyonce, lemonade. When you gonna say my name? When you gonna say my name? No delay, no halfway. Let me hear you say.